This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Patients, staff, and displaced persons are leaving Gaza's Shifa Hospital Saturday amid conflicting reports that Israel had given the facility 1 hour to evacuate. Patients too sick to move remain behind with a medical skeleton staff. The Israeli Defense Forces, the IDF, have denied that they ordered the evacuation of the Shifa Hospital, Gaza's largest medical facility. In an interview with Britain's Sky News, IDF spokesman Peter Lerner said the IDF, in fact, assisted with the evacuation at the request of the hospital administrator.
Since the late hours of last night, the administrator of the hospital asked our forces to create an evacuation corridor this morning for the people that can leave. That is what we've coordinated throughout the day. And we've seen people leaving at those that can. And those that can't have remained in the hospital together with medical staff that have maintained there.
Israel's military has been searching the hospital for traces of a Hamas command center that it alleges was located under the building, a claim Hamas and hospital staff deny, and urging several thousand people still there to leave. Speaking Saturday at an International Institute for Strategic Studies forum in Bahrain, Saudi Prince Turki Al-Fazl Al-Saud condemned both sides of the conflict between Israel and Hamas in Gaza.
And let me just make clear, as the Crown Prince said yesterday, I condemn Hamas's barbaric attack on civilians on October 7th. But I also must also condemn the equally barbaric and more savage attack of the Israelis on Palestinian civilians, not only in Gaza, but also in the West Bank.
Prince Fazl also condemned comments made by now former Israeli Heritage Minister Amichai Lau, who suggested Israel could use nuclear weapons in Gaza. He was later removed by Prime Minister Netanyahu. This is VOA News. Ukrainian troops are trying to gain ground on the Russian-held side of a key river after establishing footholds there. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Ukrainian troops work to push back Russian forces positioned on the east bank of the Dnieper River. The move comes a day after Ukraine claimed that it secured multiple bridgeheads on that side of the river. The Dnieper River divides the country's partially occupied Kherson region. Ukraine's military were trying to push Russian forces away from the western bank of the Kherson region to minimize Russian shelling into the area. I'm Karen Chamas.
Taiwan's two main opposition parties have failed to agree on a joint candidate for president, once again throwing into doubt their ability to unseat the ruling party in January's election. The Nationalist Party and the Taiwan's People's Party were expected to announce an agreed-upon candidate Saturday at a news conference. Instead, they announced they needed further consultations after a disagreement on how to use polling data to make the selection. Election officials in the U.S. are stocking up on overdose medication, naloxone, after a series of suspicious mailings, some containing traces of fentanyl, were sent to vote centers or government buildings in six states. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The letters were delivered or intercepted this month in Georgia, Nevada, California, Oregon, Washington, and Kansas, in some cases prompting evacuations and delaying vote counting. Besides containing either traces of fentanyl or white powder, they were accompanied by not-so-veiled threats and dubious political symbols. Experts say there is little risk from incidental contact with the synthetic opioid, but officials outraged about the continued threats to election workers say they need to do everything they can to make the offices safe. I'm Julie Walker.
A contract agreement has been ratified by workers at Ford Motor Company, the second union approval by the big three Detroit automakers. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Ford workers have approved their new contract with big pay raises, with nearly 70% of the union votes in favor of the new deal. Earlier this week, a new contract was ratified by GM workers, but it was a much narrower margin, with many trying to hold out for better benefits for more senior workers. At Stellantis, early results appear to be in favor of ratification, with vote totals there expected shortly. The new contracts, negotiated to end a worker walkout, raise wages by about 30%, with cost of living adjustments included over the life of the nearly five-year contract. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.